You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Recreational marijuana was legalized in Michigan over 2 years ago, but you still can't buy it in Traverse City, even though 12 new businesses are ready to sell it. Now dispensary owners are suing the city, hoping to cash in on what could be a big tourism season. IPR's Max Johnston has the story.
Paula Hagen runs one of those dispensaries, Green Farms. That's spelled with a PH. She says she's turning a lot of customers away.
Constantly, probably 50 to 100 people a day.
These are people who want recreational marijuana, but Green Farms, along with every other dispensary in Traverse City, can only sell medical marijuana. So Hagen sends these customers to their store in nearby Kalkaska. Recreational sales are allowed there. But she does one other thing first.
We do have a petition. It says, help us go recreational by signing this petition for Traverse City. There's hundreds and hundreds of signatures on that.
Traverse City's 12 dispensaries are beautiful buildings. Most have big, bright signs and sleek storefronts. And it briefly looked like Traverse City would allow recreational marijuana sales last summer. The city commission came up with a whole rubric for dispensaries to open, but they capped the number of recreational shops in town at 4. Commissioner Brian McGillivary said they could take it slow.
You know, we can always expand it, so let's start small and work our way up.
Traverse City's existing dispensaries hated this plan and quickly sued. A judge banned sales until that settled. Mike DeLora runs House of Dank, another dispensary eager to sell recreational marijuana. DeLora worked with Traverse City officials on medical marijuana, which he says went well, but slowly.
Traverse City from the start has been taking this, you know, very seriously, and they've done a really good job with the existing stores to ensure compliance.
So he assumed the city would use the same process for recreational marijuana. And he was stunned when they proposed limiting the number of dispensaries to 4.
Most municipalities don't decide that based on their population, they only need 3 coffee spots. We will allow you to decide if you can compete in our marketplace.
And not only would a select few be allowed to sell recreational marijuana, but there would be a number of hoops to jump through. Dispensaries would be scored on various criteria. A higher score would increase the chances of becoming one of the lucky 4. For instance, extra points would be awarded to dispensaries that build affordable housing.
And we took a look. We hired an architect to take a look at some residential housing. It looked like Frankenstein above my store, all right? Like, it just doesn't make any sense to stuff apartments on top of this.
Michigan's recreational marijuana law does allow cities to set these criteria. It's a so-called merit-based system. A couple places in Michigan have been sued for doing this, including Traverse City. So now the courts must decide what's a fair definition of merit.
What you might perceive as something that's beneficial, someone else might perceive differently.
That's Matt Abel. He's the executive director of Michigan Normal, a marijuana advocacy group. Abel helped write the law that legalized recreational marijuana in Michigan. He says they wrote it to empower cities so they would embrace recreational sales. It's done that in some spots. In others, it's spawned lawsuits.
It's gone slower than many of us would have preferred, but it is moving.
Traverse City's rules are being litigated. City officials couldn't comment for this story, citing that lawsuit. And the clock is ticking. Mike DeLora at House of Dank says if they can't sell recreational marijuana, most of Traverse City's dispensaries will close within a year. He hopes something will change before Memorial Day.
This is likely going to be the most lucrative travel season in Michigan's history.
DeLora says if city officials are looking for how to sell weed safely, his answer is, let us do it.
We've been here a year. There's been no trouble. I mean, nothing's changed. You know, Traverse City is still this world-class town that people want to visit and live in. And cannabis hasn't altered that.
In the meantime, the state already gave out nearly $10 million to communities that allow recreational sales. Nearby Benzie and Kalkaska counties each got over $80,000 for their shops. Traverse City got nothing. For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Max Johnston.